You're listening to Comedy Forecast. Comedy in 4 minutes or less. Brought to you by GoDaddy.com. Hi there. Today we're going to try something a bit different. I refer to it as a George Lucas rerun. I'm going to replay a very early episode of Comedy Forecast, but with some changes. I've rewritten some of the sketch and made a few other minor changes. This sketch was first uploaded in the summer of 2005 and deals with the type of instructional video that you often see while waiting in line to ride sophisticated amusement park rides. Enjoy!
Welcome to the Supersonic Brain Blaster, or SSBB, the world's tallest, fastest roller coaster. While you're waiting to board the SSBB, this video will describe some of the facts, features, and safety procedures for the ride. First, we suggest that expectant mothers, persons with heart, neck, or back problems, guests prone to motion sickness, vertigo, or North by Northwest, individuals with a fear of heights, high speeds, loud noises, sudden drops, expressionistic paintings, or spontaneous combustion, people suffering from high blood pressure, low self-esteem, or midlife crisis, those recovering from unnecessary surgery, unwanted attention, or unrequited love, as well as small children, rabbit animals, and potted plants, please refrain from riding in the first three cars. The SSBB track is over 1 mile long. In fact, if all the track was laid end to end, it wouldn't be much of a roller coaster now, would it? At its highest point, the SSBB stands over 700 feet tall, more than four times the height of the Statue of Liberty. To put it another way, you could stack up four Statues of Liberty, one on top of the other, and the SSBB would be taller. Now on to our boarding procedures. Once you've signed the standard death and dismemberment disclaimer, you'll be admitted into the queue. Your wait time from that point will be approximately 45 minutes. While you wait, we invite you to enjoy the rich theming in the queue area. We call it Exposed Beam Urban Tech Motif. Ooh. Although the queue area has no shade, we do provide a steady stream of water mist. As long as the Ducky Doodoo Flume Ride in our kids' water park is operating and the wind is blowing in the right direction. When you do reach the front of the queue and have boarded the ride vehicle, we invite you to hold up the entire line by taking this time to store your belongings in the safes you will find at your feet inside the vehicles. The safe is constructed of the same durable material used in aircraft black boxes. It will survive anything, even if you don't. Please remove and store your backpack, hats, glasses, and those ridiculous oversized stuffed animals you won at the Midway and will never find a place for in your house. You may keep your cotton candy with you. No, it isn't safe, but we get a big kick out of seeing it splattered all over people's faces when they return to the station. Once your items are stored, be sure to close and latch the vehicle door, fasten your safety belt, lock down your shoulder harness, slide the pin into the lap bar, and watch your life flash before your eyes. You are just about ready to roll. When you hear the horn sound, your train will enter the launch tube. Then, once the all-clear is given, your vehicle will accelerate to 216 miles per hour in just 3 seconds, proceed through several corkscrew rolls, camelback humps, and shoot to the top of the main ride hill. When your vehicle crests the top of the SSBB, you will be able to see the greater tri-state area, the curvature of the Earth's surface, and several communication satellites. Please watch your head or risk knocking out half of the nation's GPS capabilities. As you begin your descent, plummeting back to Earth at a sheer 90-degree angle, traveling faster than the speed of sound, we will snap your on-ride photo. We are not responsible for the effects of G-forces. Please know that your picture will look like you were just hit in the face with a flat iron. Thank you for your attention. We hope you enjoy your ride on the Supersonic Brain Blaster. This message will repeat dozens of times during your stay in line. But you probably won't listen anyway, since you'll be busy talking on your cell phone. Really? I could say anything right now and you wouldn't even notice. Hey, there's a mongoose in your pants! See? Nothing. Have a super day.
Want to make an impact online? GoDaddy.com has domain names, world-class hosting, fast and easy website builders, and more. Plus, enter the Comedy Forecast coupon code BLU7 at checkout and receive 10% off your order. Some restrictions apply. See site for details.
Now take a few minutes to relax with Clinton after the episode.
Hi, this is Clinton. Welcome to, or welcome back to, the after the episode portion of Comedy Forecast. First off, I want to say thank you to some of the folks who have been recently giving Comedy Forecast great reviews over at iTunes. It's very, very much appreciated. Thanks to, now it looks like this person just was banging on the keyboard. It starts off QWERTY and then goes crazy. You know who you are. As well as our favorite spelling stickler. Also, thanks to Zagras, who gave the show its second review at iTunes over in the UK. How cool is that? I'd also like to thank everyone who's added or re-added Comedy Forecast as a favorite over at Podcast Pickle, now that they've done their semi-annual cleaning out of the favorites. You guys rock. If you haven't done it yet, my Podcast Pickle number is 1361, or to make it simpler, you can just go over to comedyforecast.com and click on the button that says Add Me to Your Favorites on Podcast Pickle. And speaking of the website, as I mentioned over there, it's awards time again. You may have heard some other shows talking about this. It's the third annual Podcast Awards. If you're so inclined, head on over to podcastawards.com to nominate Comedy Forecast in the comedy category. You have to do it by July 15th, though, and be sure to nominate any other shows you enjoy as well. You'll find a link over at comedyforecast.com. And please, don't forget, you can always get in touch by calling the Comedy Forecast listener line at area code 206-333-1339, and that number's in the United States, so dial accordingly, or you can drop an email or an MP3 file to comedyforecast@gmail.com. I look forward to hearing from you. Talk to you soon. Comedy Forecast is listed on great sites like iTunes,
leave a comment,
Podcast Pickle,
add us as a favorite,
and Blueberry.com.
Leave off the E's for savings.
That's it. We're done. Bye-bye.